A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
A very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. In this edition, I shine a spotlight on Frameless, the ultimate immersive art experience that is situated underground in a complex a few minutes' walk from Marble Arch Tube Station. They have an audio-described tour on Tuesday the 19th of December 2023 at 1:30 p.m. and dates arranged for early next year, which I'll detail at the end. I also delve into the content, accessibility and audio tour, and we hear from audio describer Jonathan Nash and access coordinator Al Andrews. Frameless is redefining the experimental immersive art world, situated in Marble Arch. They are the largest permanent multi-sensory experience in the UK. Frameless features four galleries and showcases 42 masterpieces of the world's greatest works of art, presented in ways never seen or experienced before, where art breaks free. Frameless offers audio described tours that are designed for visitors who are blind or visually impaired. The tour provides enhanced support with headsets linked to a dedicated describer and access support that guides you through the galleries, describing the evolving visual content alongside an epic soundtrack. The four galleries are beyond reality. Travel beyond the boundaries of reality and discover iconic artworks that explore other worlds, dreams and the surreal. Color in motion encounters every brushstroke and slash of paint. Within these masterpieces, experiencing colour in a new, interesting way. The world around us steps into landscapes, cityscapes and seascapes that capture the beauty of our world. And the art of abstraction, navigate your way through a maze of colour, shape and form to discover the pioneers of abstract art. As you enter the venue, a help desk is on your right, with lifts and escalators leading down to the gallery space directly in front of you. There is assistance should you need it. These lead to an open space that includes a shop, seating area, cafe, chill-out zone and toilets on your left, with the four galleries on your right. Frameless is committed to making your visit an inclusive and accessible one. An access coordinator, Al Andrews, will help in any way to accommodate your visit. Al spoke to me about Frameless, what's on offer, access, and why you should visit.
Hi, so my name's Al Andrews. I'm the Learning and Access Programme Manager here at Frameless. So I'm just going to describe a little bit about our access offer for visually impaired and blind visitors. We run audio described tours. They happen every sort of 6 weeks to 2 months at the moment. And what happens is when you arrive at the venue, one of the learning and access team will come up to meet you. So if you need guidance downstairs, then we'll take you down. You have about 15 minutes beforehand to meet Jonathan Nash, who's our audio describer. And he'll have a chat with you really about your needs, about how much you might be able to see, whether you can see colours. And then he'll be able to tailor his description according to what's going to be most suitable for you and obviously anyone else that might be on the tour. Tours are limited to 20 people at the most, but usually it's quite a small group, so you really do get a very sort of tailored tour. So why should people come? And what are we? It's probably quite helpful to understand what we are, because we're quite a new organisation. We're actually an award-winning multi-sensory immersive gallery based in Marble Arch, so really close to Hyde Park. And in the four galleries that we have here, music has been scored to visual interpretations of sort of 42 quite traditional pieces of modern artwork by 29 quite well-known artists. But the use of new technology to kind of reimagine this work with musical scores that have been made in some cases specifically for the artwork is a really new, exciting and engaging way of experiencing artwork. So we're working really hard to try and accommodate everyone's needs, and we're really keen to hear feedback. So if you do visit and you want a feedback, that would be wonderful. But equally, if you feel that there's any barriers to being able to visit, then please do reach out and let us know, because we really want to try to make sure that our tours and that your experience of the gallery is as accessible as possible. You can reach me directly. As I said, my name's Elle Andrews. I'm on 07590 689539. You can reach me on that number Tuesday to Thursday, but you can also email access@frameless.com and we'll get in touch. So, you know, if you are interested in hearing about tour dates, or if you've had a look on our website, on the accessibility page on our website, and there isn't a date that works for you, if you reach out, then we'll see if we can try and organise something for you. So do please get in touch.
Frameless really is a wonderful immersive art experience, unlike anything you've probably observed before, and I can't stress enough how much of a warm and welcoming venue this is that goes to great steps to ensure your visit will be enjoyable, stress-free, and meet your expectations. When you arrive for an audio tour, you'll be met and greeted by describer Jonathan Nash and Access host Liz, who will issue you with a headset and give you an overview of the experience and how it all works. You'll then be led through two of the galleries before taking a break for the toilet or refreshments before resuming the last two galleries. Describer Jonathan Nash discusses the audio tour and what to expect from the experience.
So Frameless offers four separate gallery experiences. They're four large galleries off one main central corridor. The first one you come to is Beyond Reality, and that features Art Nouveau, Renaissance, Surrealism, a whimsical artist with a clever use of CGI technology. So the room itself is a rectangle. It is bisected by two mirrored columns on either side of center. And high overhead, the ceiling is also mirrored, so that reflects any images that are projected onto the four walls and the ceiling of the gallery. And the floor itself is also framed with a 2 meter wide mirrored panel, and it traces along the edge of the wall. And that actually also gives us a reflection of what's on the walls, what's being reflected into the ceiling. So it gives us that sort of surreal image as well. And it appears as though the images are disappearing down into the floor of the gallery. The next gallery we go into is Colour in Motion. And this is a gallery where you actually have to work as a visitor in order for very classical paintings to appear on the wall. So when you first go in, you will find that most of the paint are flecks on the floor. Sometimes they're like ticker tape, sometimes they're like giant leaves in the autumn. They're different every time the picture dissolves and tumbles away. So by moving around the space with a very clever use of sensory technology, you're actually swirling and sending these flecks of paints floating up the walls until the image appears on all four walls of the gallery. This is a very popular exhibit with our younger audience members. And then we move on to The World Around Us. Now, The World Around Us is the largest of the four galleries. And here we are going to be immersed in the art, almost as though we are stood in the center of the picture itself. So the picture will be projected on all four walls, the ceiling and the floor around us. So with certain images, the image will move around us. So Piazza San Marco in Venice by Canaletto is projected onto the walls, and it almost feels as though we are walking up the piazza towards the Campanile and the Basilica at the top end, while the Doge's Palace, which is behind us, disappears and recedes into the distance. So we get this sense of movement and being in the picture itself. And our final gallery then is the Art of Abstraction. Now, the Art of Abstraction is the smallest gallery. The floors, the walls, and the ceiling are black. And we have a maze of transparent screens. I think there's 14 in total within the room. And you can either move around this maze. If you prefer not to do that, there are benches at the side of the room. You can settle down and get an absolutely wonderful perspective. But because the screens are gauze, anything that's projected onto them bleeds through and comes through onto the other side, plays out over our faces, plays onto the carpeted floor of the gallery. And here we have all the surrealist artists and abstract artists. And we see great details. We get to see the shapes, the colours, and again, with clever use of CGI, these are all spinning or revolving or just simply playing across the screens in front of us.
The website has a whole access section full of information about Frameless and your visit, including FAQs, future dates, QR codes, and an audio guide. You can access this by visiting frameless.com. The next Audio Described Tours will be on Tuesday the 19th of December, a chilled admission, this is morning at 10:30 a.m, regular admission, this is in the afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Then next year, Monday the 12th of February, half term 2024, there's a chilled admission session with audio description, and that's at 10:30 a.m. And a regular admission with audio description in the afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Then join the Easter break on Tuesday the 2nd of April. There's a chilled admission session at 10:30 a.m. with audio description and a regular audio describe session in the afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Frameless are striving to provide the best support for visitors who require assistance. Don't hesitate to speak to a member of the team if you require any help or have any questions. If you require any further support or assistance, please email access@frameless.com and one of the team could advise you or give you a call back. There's also now a special rate of £15 for adults and £10 for children available. Disabled visitors are also eligible for a complimentary accompanying carers ticket, which must be booked at the same time. I can't recommend Frameless enough. It's one of my standout accessible events available in London right now. Whether you're an art lover or looking for a different experience for friends or family, this is most definitely something to immerse yourself in. So why not give it a try? To find out what other Audio Describe events are happening in London and across the UK, you can also visit vocalise.co.uk or mindseyedescription.co.uk. And for cinema, you can go to accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.